Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. Man, this is the show you get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, healing for your hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all love from episode 19. It was a powerful one titled The Elephant in the Room. And it was episode, you know, I mean, we talked about men in the church, breaking generational curses, and also, you know, ignoring calls from God. So, you know, if you haven't watched it, please go back, you know, and take a listen, you know, or view it via YouTube. If you are new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Today is episode 20. Episode 20. We 20 episodes in. Thank you, you know, for all the love thus far, all the support. This has been a great journey and something that, you know, I plan to continue to do and be obedient and just, you know, continue to go on this ride. So, you know, thank you. You know, I want to give a shout out to Dan for rocking with me, man, since the start. He's leading the vision 100%, and, you know, and has been just somebody to just really bounce great ideas off of, add tremendous value, immense value that I can never repay him for. So, you know, I want to thank him publicly. You know, I do it privately, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't thank him, you know, publicly as well. So thank you, brother, man. I appreciate it big time. Today, we're going to do things a little bit different. So this is going to be called State of the Show. And a few weeks ago, I took some questions. I created like a little Instagram poll, my personal page and the Easy Talks page. Really, you know, if anybody had any questions. So we had some questions that came in and we're just going to answer some questions. These questions will kind of give you a direction of where the show is going, you know, where we'll be going in the future, things to look out for. And then, you know, I'll kind of maybe give some of my thoughts on just things I think. So the first question I got is, do you think that you are walking into God's purpose for your life? And I will answer that with yes. Yes, I do. I believe that God's purpose for my life is to help teach, preach and communicate. Preach is just funny to me sometimes, but teach and communicate the word of God, especially at this phase of my life, to young adults and help people get from point A to point B, but really do it in a way where people get practical steps to help inspire, empower, and ultimately transform their lives. So, you know, I love to inspire people, but also help, you know, empower them so they can eventually transform their lives. So I do believe that I am walking in God's purpose in my life. And, you know, I would do that. I will continue to do that in a multitude of different forms, avenues, and realms, you know, which will be shared further down the road. So that's my first answer. Next question. What is your vision for your podcast and how can your audience help you achieve it? And that's a great question. So the vision for this, for the Easy Talk show, is I want to help build believers of the body of Christ and help people walk in their God-given purpose. And I like doing it through practical steps, but the long-term vision is that I want to eventually curate live events, live shows, be able to do a tour, and be able to tour around the world, really, and have these kind of informal conversations, and help people come to Christ, know Christ, and ultimately find their God-given purpose and begin to walk in that while here on earth. So I think ways that you guys can help me achieve it is, you know, continue to support. You know, I mean, I can't thank you guys enough for all the support thus far. You guys repost, comment, share with your friends, your aunties, grandmas. So, you know, I thank you for that. You know, I would just say if you can continue to do that, you know, the more you support it, the more you share with your friends, repost it, comment, all those things help me, you know, so help me get more noticed an algorithm. So, you know, if you guys could continue to push it that way, you know, that's greatly appreciated. But yeah, I mean, you know, and just, you know, any ways, you know, you guys or topics you guys want to see covered, you know, you can share as well. But that's the vision, you know, and that's the vision for the show. And those are the ways that you guys can help support it. Yeah. What was your favorite episode and why? Man, that's so hard for me because all of them hold a special place in my heart just because all of them come from a place of personal experience. So what people don't understand about the show is this. Dan and I, we don't pre-plan these topics. These topics that God puts on my heart, or, you know, like the elephant in the room, you know, God places it on his heart. We'll share points you want to cover, but then when we talk and have these discussions, these things aren't pre-planned. These are like, when he asks the questions, you know, at the end of every episode, he's hearing it for the first time, just like you guys are. So I don't know what questions he's going to ask. So I say that to say that, like, this thing is very much God-led, God-given. It's organic. It's no, like, we're not scripting this. This is legit us flowing with the Spirit. So I would say that, to answer your question, though, what's my favorite episode? Man. I think the complexity of being gifted was one that I really, really liked a lot.
I got one.
Go ahead.
We're not going back, John. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's favorite too, but yeah. One of them. But.
Yeah. And I can see that. Yeah, I mean, and views-wise, I got a lot of views. Probably the most, but complexity being gifted, weather the storm. I mean, it's, to be honest with you, I can't pick one because they all my babies. I can't pick one. It's hard. I'm sorry. But, like, I love them all. What is your greatest victory and biggest hurdle you had to overcome in season one? I think my greatest victory is being obedient and staying the course and faithful to the mission. You know, just staying consistent, constantly posting and putting out what I believe is quality content. That's my greatest victory. And I think my biggest hurdle is not letting my life or things in my life deter me from the mission. So, like, I'm not perfect. I mean, and nobody is. But me having my own personal struggles and things that are happening in my life can sometimes discourage people to keep going. But the fact that I haven't let my personal life or things that's not going right in my life take me off course is probably, like, I would say the biggest hurdle I've had to overcome. And just by staying consistent, because, you know, I mean, as you know, Dan, it's been a lot of things that's that could have stopped me from staying faithful, to, you know, thus far. But yeah. And it says, how have you grown in your relationship with God since you launched your podcast? It keeps me accountable. So having a show keeps me accountable to stay in my word and to make sure that my life is reflecting what I'm saying on here. I tell people, you know, when they meet me or, like, when I'm out, I'm like, hey, like, I'm not, this isn't, like, pretend, like, I'm not trying to be anybody here that I'm not in real life. I'm trying to really, you know, live a Christ-pleasing life, you know. Like I said, I'm not perfect, but I am, that's the goal. That is that's the mission. So I think for me, it's, like, making sure that, like, my life and the fruit of my life is reflective of what I'm saying on this platform. So I would say ultimately, you know, it's held me accountable. You know, and I will share this, you know, those are all the questions thus far. I will share this with everybody. One thing you can expect with this platform is that we're going to always make sure that we do things with, integrity, you know, a level of, truth from the, you know, from the word of God, first and foremost. We're also going to make you laugh at practical steps. We're going to cry together, be sad together, but ultimately we want to help you inspire, empower, and ultimately transform your life so you can live your God-given purpose. But in the future, you guys can expect live shows, live events, a tour. I'm going to speak it out publicly, a tour. So, you know, chime in, you know, to whatever city you're in. You know, we're going to try to definitely curate something in the future. I don't know when the future will be. I'm going to be next year, years from now. I don't know. But I know that if it's meant to be, it'll happen. So you can expect live shows. Interviews will be coming. You know, we're in a phase now where, you know, we're still building. So you can expect interviews at a certain point. But we're going to keep chugging along. And, you know, I thank you guys for riding me, you know, on a journey thus far. And, you know, we 20 in and we got many more to go. So, you know, thank you guys, you know, for everything thus far, all the support. And I appreciate it. So I'm going to stop and just see if Dan got anything you want
to
add. Or just
I don't got anything to add for this one. It would just be if y'all would like to support this podcast and Easy, pray for Easy. Not trying to be funny, but
yeah,
just pray that God keeps giving him the passion to do what's right. This is not easy. It's very easy to give up on something that you dream, that you thought was, I mean, something that's a dream is very easy to just
say yes.
Just say it's okay. So just pray, give Easy, you know, send him some strength in your prayers, and to support, it would be nice if y'all just commented, continue to comment. Y'all have already done so, but continue to comment, continue to share, save and like the posts, not just on Instagram, but on TikTok and on YouTube or any platform. Send DMs to Easy, just keep with words of encouragement if y'all feel like that's on your heart. I'm not sure if Easy has a system in place for this yet, but if you can and if you're in a position to, sow a seed into Easy if he has that available. If he doesn't, just ask, and that might become something for him. And tell somebody about it. That's pretty much. And the biggest compliment we can get is, hey, the topic that y'all talked about touched my heart.
Yes.
And it caused me to think differently. So the biggest flex would be to, if something challenged you in one of these episodes, to apply it to your life. Mm-hmm. And if that brings you closer to God, that's the real win at the end of the day. So other than that, you know, congratulations for 20 episodes, Easy.
Thank you.
I've seen a lot of people just do one and not do anymore. I've been from the old location to here to, people don't understand it, what goes into producing something with fruit. People just like eating apples. They just like eating grapes. They like eating steak, whatever. They don't understand that it took a long growth of cultivating that baby, cultivating that idea. Like it took pray. It took kind of like the last episode. It started as an idea and a voice. Mm-hmm. It took a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that yes turned into everyday action. So continue to do that. Don't be discouraged for when the hard days come, but look at the victory that you have so far, that people are seeing what it looks like to have faith.
Yeah. Wow.
If you don't take 20 years from that, if you don't take nothing else from this, if somebody would look at you and be like, oh, you only did 20 episodes, you can say, hey, Slim, people got to witness what faith look like.
Yeah, in real time.
In real time.
Yeah.
By the masses.
Yeah.
It won't one or two people that have seen a couple of these clips.
Dang.
Just to put in that perspective, if you look at what a couple thousand people that have seen what faith look like. So keep being a light, bro. And and God has, as you said, in the words of Easy, you know, his promise will never fail. So that's all I got.
To God be the glory. Well, thank you guys for watching episode 20. You know, I got more coming soon, and you know, and I can't wait to continue this journey with you all. Love, Easy.